we just all survived the awful betrayal of the Blair years, and Blair was a consummate self-inventor, boarding school survivor, and a very, very accomplished man in many, many ways, but he wasn't able to take note of the fact that a million people marched against the Iraq War, for example. He could never admit he could be wrong. He could never admit he could make a mistake, and that's one of the features of the what I call the strategic survival personality that borders take on. They can't ever say they're wrong, vulnerable, made a mistake, because in a way their whole upbeat survival character is at risk there.
So you really think Tony Blair's persona in later life was driven by his boarding school experience?
Well, Tony Blair went to Fettes, the equivalent of sort of Scottish Eton, and so he had one of the top public school backgrounds, and he's a very typical boarding school survivor. You know, that he had a kind of chameleon like quality. He could adapt himself to things very, very well, and a very, very accomplished man. So it was very hard to know who he actually was underneath it. If you look at the Blair that's portrayed in Peter Morgan's film The Queen, you'll see how at a certain point the establishment values kick in him. And he kind of abandons the notion of sort of socialism and community, and walks the establishment path. And famously, John Major said that I went swimming, left my clothes on the shore, and Tony Blair turned up in them. he's meant to be. They say he's the best Tory Prime Minister Labour ever produced.
Right.